More Oklahomans are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Monday, February 22nd, 2021. I'll have that. Plus, Oklahomans are awaiting word on how much utility bills will spike, and the Thunder scores a win on the road against Cleveland. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
Whether you listen for just a few minutes or all day, you know KOSU and NPR are worthy of your financial support. Become a member today. Donate at kosu.org.
26 more COVID-19 deaths bring the state's total to 4,181. The health department also reports more than 1,000 new positive tests for the virus, as there are more than 15,000 active cases in the state. The agency says the number of deaths in Oklahoma County reached 700 as of yesterday, with 672 deaths in Tulsa County. Since the pandemic began in mid-March of last year, more than 419,000 Oklahomans have tested positive for the coronavirus, with nearly 400,000 listed as recovered. COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers and other school employees begin across Oklahoma. The Tulsa World reports the state's online portal is now open to members of the next priority group in Phase 2 of the vaccination plan. The group, which also includes Oklahomans under 65 with comorbidities, accounts for more than 1 million people. The Department of Health says previous priority groups, including frontline health workers and residents over the age of 64, can still make appointments through the online portal. Oklahomans are bracing for higher utility bills after last week's winter storms. OG&E tells the Oklahoman it's too early to tell how customer use and higher fuel costs will affect bills, but it's working with the Corporation Commission to determine a path forward. The winter storm led to a spike in natural gas prices and prompted rolling blackouts for some customers. The prices utilities pay for fuel are passed along to customers through periodic rate adjustments reviewed and authorized by the Corporation Commission's Public Utility Division. People in Oklahoma weren't the only ones affected by the recent record cold temperatures. The Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Caitlin Howard reports the state's bird population was also impacted.
Some species in Oklahoma that are in their northernmost winter range, such as water birds like white pelicans, were not equipped to endure the extreme drop in temperatures. Double-crested cormorants were hit particularly hard. Dr. Kyle Abbott, a veterinarian at Wild Care in Noble, says he saw over 50 dead cormorants during a visit to Lake Hefner.
They're designed to be insulated against cold water, but not this kind of sub-zero temperatures. And they're also a species that really relies on having a constant water source, both to maintain their hydration and so that they can fish. And since Lake Hefner was almost 100% fully covered in ice, they haven't been able to do their normal activities.
Abbott says there's also been an influx of robins appearing in urban areas in search of food, since what they would normally forage for was covered by snow. Contact Wild Care for specific instructions regarding a wild animal of concern. I'm Caitlin Howard.
Lawmakers advance a bill to help locate kidnapped victims faster. SB 272, which passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, requires cell phone companies to provide phone location information in emergency situations, including abductions. The author of the bill, Senator Darrell Weaver, says the information on the phone will not be released, only the location.
It's just that carrier so they can get a hold of them during these crises. And secondly, we put a notification on there. So within 30 days, the carrier will have to provide notification that they did ping this phone. So it just gives another safeguard for our citizens.
The Moore Republican says phone companies have cooperated in the past, but this provides uniformity across the state and liability coverage for the industry in working with police. The bill, known as the Kelsey Smith Act, is named after an 18-year-old Kansas woman who was abducted in 2007 and discovered dead 4 days later. The measure now heads to the full Senate floor for consideration. In sports, the Thunder deals a 10th consecutive loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ended last night with 31 points and 9 assists in the 117-101 win on the road. Gilgeous-Alexander is averaging career highs of 22.6 points and 6.5 assists in his third season. The Thunder is returning home to host the Miami Heat tonight at 7 o'clock in the Chesapeake Energy Arena. And finally, from the KOSU events calendar, the OSU Department of History in Stillwater hosts Why It Matters with teaching assistant professor David Gray discussing his book, Work Better, Live Better, Motivation, Labor, and Management Ideology on Thursday, March 4th at 4 p.m. online on the department's Facebook page. Gray will discuss his research and field questions from the audience. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at kosu.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.